If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's good seeing or hearing and listening and talking to each one of you today. Good morning. Good afternoon, Colleen.
Well, welcome to the studio. You're a little off because it's Wednesday. We're usually not on the air on Wednesdays. We usually do Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we're experimenting and trying out some things, thinking through some things. So we're back here on Wednesday and we'll be here tomorrow as well. Going through and like Steve was saying, we're going to do some biblical solutions for financial freedom. He is an attorney with Alliance Legal Group. You can go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com and talk to him about any needs that you have regarding bankruptcy and finding out some information about your financial situation. So he can help you with that and his team can as well. They have offices all throughout the Hampton Roads area. So we just invite you to go to debtfreeva.com. You can participate by calling into the station as well at 757-488-5299, 488-5299. If you'd like to make a comment, a question, something like that for us here at the station, we're live until 1 o'clock.
And again, it is great being here. And if you haven't realized that for the last, since the beginning of the election period, just prior to that point, that we had been doing the Faith and Freedom election 2020, America in the balance. And we thought we'd take a little break from that since the elections are over and that, that the current, we're actually looking for a direction which way to go. And so in between that period of time and the time that we determine how to go forward, that we're going to be doing a little bit of the biblical solutions for financial freedom. And the reason we're doing that is because that there's a lot of people that are starting to call in at the office and saying that, you know, that they got some financial issues going on that and obviously bankruptcy can help those folks. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, and look for your phone calls that may come in. I don't have the phone number in front of me. Can you give that phone number?
488-5299, 488-5299. Someone must have been cleaning up in the studio.
Yeah, they cleaned up that phone number. And so you can also get a hold of us at debtfreeva.com, and they've got a little chat box there, and we can pre-qualify you for bankruptcy if that's something that would help you. And if not, then at least give you some information about your debt situation and how to maybe overcome that. And so today we're going to be talking about something near and dear to everybody's heart, and that's vehicles.
Cars. Need our
cars.
Yes.
Cars. And we may even have an opportunity, depending upon the time frame, to talk about homes and liens on your house and rental property and things of that nature. So that's really exciting stuff, I'm sure. People saying, my goodness, turn on this thing, I'm going to get really bored. You're not going to get bored. It's actually pretty exciting. So let's talk about vehicles first. Well, you know, some folks are calling, and that we put things on the internet all the time. YouTube channel we got, even though I think we're going to go to Rumble because YouTube has a bunch of censors that we don't really like. But you can still see us on YouTube right now. But then we're going to go to Rumble, and that's just a whole different sort of story. But that one of the things that people ask about all the time is, you know, if I file bankruptcy, can I keep my car? And the answer is absolutely. If you want to keep your car, you can keep your car in most circumstances. But what's really cool about bankruptcy is that in many cases, you can get your car for a tremendous discount over what you actually owe. In many cases, you don't have to pay what you owe on your vehicle. You don't have to have that debt obligation that you have on your vehicle. It can be reduced. Reduce substantially.
Well, that's good to ask because, again, people need transportation. It's important.
And everybody likes less debt.
And, of course, yes.
Yeah. So in addition to getting rid of all your dischargeable debt, which is your unsecured debt generally, which are your credit cards and things of that nature, you can actually have your, in a Chapter 7, let's just talk about a Chapter 7. There's two types of chapters, Chapter 7, Chapter 13. in a chapter seven, you know, it takes four things to qualify, very simple to qualify. We can do it, like I said, in most cases, in just a few minutes, kind of go over some of the basics. And it's basically you haven't filed in the last 8 years and got a discharge in a chapter seven, that your income and expenses, you don't got no money left over at the end of the month. And that you're below what they call the means test, or how much money that the average person or family, with the number of people that you have in your family, make in this geographical area. And then the fourth requirement is not having too many assets. And very often people do not have too many assets, especially with some of the new exemptions that have come along. So let's say that you qualify for a Chapter 7. That's the really easy. You pay the attorney the money, you do a credit counseling over the phone, you turn some papers in, and then we push a button, and then next thing you know that you got a hearing about 30 days later, and about 4 months later, all the bills that we can get rid of are gone. It's very easy, very simple, do lots of them. In fact, our office, the Alliance Legal Group, last time I looked, we did more than twice the number of Chapter 7s than anybody else in the Southampton Roads areas. So, you know, we're the leader when it comes to filing Chapter 7s. We do lots of them. We got four offices, you know, around Hampton Roads. We got one over there in Suffolk, one in Chesapeake, one in the Newtown, Virginia Beach area off Newtown Road, and one in Portsmouth across from Maryview. So we do a whole bunch of bankruptcies. And when it comes to Chapter 7s, we just do a lot of those. And so we're very good at doing those. And one of the things that really is nice about a Chapter 7 is that not only do you get to get rid of your bills, the ones that you can get rid of, but that for your vehicles, your secured debts, there's this provision under 722 of the bankruptcy code that you can, it's not really crammed down, it's called a redemption, and that you only have to pay for the value of your vehicle. You know, it's really, really a good deal. And so that we'll talk to you about that. And so a lot of people would like to have, you know, they got this vehicle that somehow they owe like $30,000, but it's really only worth like $15,000.
Right.
So you want a redemption, you don't want to pay all that money. And so we'll talk to you about that. And there's a process and a motion that we go through, and some really good folks that we'll have you work with to get that taken care of. That's a Chapter 7. But they also have the same sort of provisions in Chapter 13. Now, what a Chapter 13 is where you don't qualify for a Chapter 7 for some reason. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you filed in the last 8 years and got a discharge in a Chapter 7. Well, you're still okay because you got a Chapter 13 option. If you filed that Chapter 7 less than, I think it's 6 years, you could still qualify for a Chapter 13. So sometimes it's time barred that you can't file a Chapter 7, so we look into a Chapter 13. Sometimes it's income-based. You have a little bit more income than expenses, and so that you don't qualify for the disposable income test. And so we look at getting you into a Chapter 13 that way. Sometimes that you make more money than the means test allows you to be able to file a Chapter 7. So we look at a Chapter 13 for that reason. And again, sometimes you have more assets than you have exemptions to protect those. And so we look at the Chapter 13 for that too. But 13s are a very good option for those folks that do not qualify, and or those people that want to specifically use Chapter 13 to help them out the way only a Chapter 13 could. And one of those ways is, let's say you're behind on your car payments. You know, let's say you're 2 or 3 months behind on your car payments. And, you know, let's say you're driving around in the car right now. You're 2 or 3 months behind in your car payments. You're thinking about filing Chapter 7, just dumping this car because you can't afford it anymore. You know, call us, because you know there's some options. Let's say you bought this vehicle more than 2.5 years ago, right? And I could picture somebody driving around in this vehicle that they owe like $30,000, $40,000 on this vehicle that's worth like $15,000, and they bought it more than 2.5 years ago, and they're 3 months behind. Man, that is a perfect scenario for a Chapter 13 cram down, which means that if your vehicle is more than 2.5 years old and you otherwise qualify for a Chapter 13, we can cram down that vehicle's $30,000 value to, if it's the fair market value is 15, to $15,000, and then pay that that obligation, that $15,000, off over what amounts to be a 5-year plan. So you can imagine, how that could change your payment. You might have a payment that's, you know, $400 or $500 a month for that car payment, and then when you take $15,000 and, you know, add your attorney's fees and other costs to it, you know, the payment could go down significantly. You know, you might have a several hundred dollar a month less payment. You know, lots of times, you know, let's face it, you know, that I've been there, you may have been there, I don't know if you've been there or not, but lots of times we're just trying to figure out how to get through the month, and just a payment's important.
I was going to say, I think it gives the people a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of
absolutely
a sigh of relief, you know, in some instances for sure.
And there's lots of options with the Chapter 13, but one of the big options is paying less money every month. You know, your debt obligation, reducing that, so that that's what a wage earner plan is. That's what a Chapter 13 is. It helps us help the debtor structure their income so that they can, you know, sometimes the unsecured creditors get paid, you know, a very small amount, you know, 1, 2, 5%, 10%, in order so that we can come up with the monies that allow the debtor to restructure their debt obligations so it's manageable. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes people say, I don't want to be in the thing for 5 years. Well, you got your car payment for 5 years. You might as well go ahead and get a reduced payment for, you know, during the time that you got it. And it's certainly better than losing the vehicle. If you're 3 months behind, guess what?
They're going to come after
that repo
car.
Guy's coming after that vehicle pretty soon. And then guess what? Then he takes that vehicle, he sells it at auction. He doesn't, you know, they owe $30,000. Like I said, it's only worth $15,000. They're only going to get like $10,000.
Right.
You know, and then you got this $20,000 judgment that bears 8% interest coming after you with garnishments and stuff like that.
So you just have to talk to people practically about their particular situation and walk them through all the steps.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you're driving a car right now that's not worth what it's owed, call me up, because let's look at the options, whether it's a redemption, you know, and actually pay for the thing what it's worth, or, you know, cram it down. We can also reduce the interest rates. You know, we can reduce the interest rates, you know, to like 4.5%. Most of these folks aren't paying 4.5% interest that are listening to this and saying, man, that sounds like a good deal.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, vehicles are, you know, overpriced vehicles that you're just, you know, taking a bath on. You know, let me see if I can help you. You know, that there's a possibility that I can. It's worth the time to figure out what your options are.
So you got to reach out to Steve at the Alliance Legal Group at debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. And there's a chat box there. You can talk and ask your questions and find out what he can do for you there at the Alliance Legal Group. If you have a question right now, phone lines are open. You can call 757-488-5299. 488-5299 if you have a question.
You know, and right now is a great time to consider, you know, we're into the first week of February, and that the it's still a good time to make a New Year resolution to get, you know, financially back on track. You know, people are getting their stimulus checks. Mm-hmm. I got mine last week.
Oh, I had mine at the beginning of January.
I just got mine last week. Some people still haven't got them. And, of course, people are starting to file their tax refunds.
Right.
And so, you know, $600, $1,200, you know, or whatever your tax refund in, that'll go a long way if not take care of, you know, filing bankruptcy for you. You know, and so that the it takes about, you know, I would say on the average it costs about, you know, in the range of about $1,500. That's what it costs to file most bankruptcies. That's what you've got about a $338 filing fee for the Chapter 7s, a $313 for the Chapter 13. We always pull up credit reports for you so that, you know, that you... So we know and you know who your creditors are, and also you don't have to bring the bag full of, you know, creditors into the office. So that always helps.
Well, I was going to say, now you're talking about spending money. If somebody was in that situation, I'm going to speak for them. You know, if they're in that situation where they're already financially having struggles, give them the reason why, then they should expend the money to file for bankruptcy, because they might be like, well, I'm already having trouble. I don't have the money to spend. So what do you say to that argument?
Well, you know, what I've seen happen, especially during this quote unquote pandemic, you know, that certainly people are struggling. And, you know, the unfortunate thing that I see people doing is they're getting these monies sometimes, and that they're, lots of times they're not paying the mortgage payments. They're saying, well, you know, I don't have to pay my mortgage payments. They're not doing any foreclosures, you know, and so, and they're not paying the car payments. Right. And what they're doing is sometimes they're taking their money that they get and they're paying down their credit cards. You know, before you start throwing good money after bad on the credit cards and letting your secured vehicle and your secured home, the thing that you need to live in and drive to work on, talk to an attorney, because there's preferred ways that you could spend your money when you're in a financial crisis. You know that you've got a list of bills you got to pay, and maybe the bill that you should pay the most is for the bankruptcy to get rid of all the rest of the bills. And if that's going to be the case, you want to make sure you prioritize your payments as far as not only your bankruptcy, but your secured payments. And so it's very important to start getting your ducks in a row. You might not file at all, but that you need to know what the laws are. You know, right now that there's moratoriums on a lot of the foreclosures until like September or October. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't pay them, though, because, you know,
they're deferring the payments.
They're
deferring it, and
there might be a loan modification. There might not. We don't know. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in September or October. At some point, I imagine the mortgage company is going to want to get paid. I'm guessing
they're going to want their money eventually. Yes,
apparently so. You know, that's usually how they are. And so that it could be a rude awakening, you know, then. Same thing with the vehicles. Mm-hmm. You know, that's their livelihood. You've got to make a decision. And usually, you know, the car payment is one of the biggest expenditures that a person has as far as their lifestyle. And so, you know, you need to know what your options are as far as your vehicle. You need to understand what the law is and what's going on as far as where you're living. That's going to make a big determination. Let us take a look at, you know, right now there's lots of things going on with student loans. They're deferring them again as far as, you know, I think September is the time frame as well.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Yes. At first it was, I think end of January, and now that they've pushed back to the fall again.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's lots of stuff going on that if you've got debts, it's not, you know, sometimes that people just get overwhelmed and that they don't know what to do. And so they make bad decisions because they don't know what to do with the limited resources they have right now. But there's a strategy that, you know, we've talked about this before. Always get the facts together. Get all your facts together, then you can make good decisions. So this show is probably interesting to you if you're saying, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Well, you know, this show is called Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And so, you know, we need to go back to the very beginning that, you know, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to, you know, seek his presence so that we have a calm, you know, understanding of where our life is going. And then at that point, that he's going to direct you to get the facts you need in order to make wise decisions so that you can get through all of this. And I think the very beginning of that is, you know, to just, really calm down and seek the Lord. You know, that's going to be and then do it today, and then do it tomorrow, and then do it the next day. And then that's going to help you. That's going to help you, make rational decisions.
Yeah, seek the Lord with that, pray about it, and then seek out people like yourself who have the knowledge, who have the caring, who have a godly perspective on things too, to be able to work through every situation. And every situation is different based on the circumstances.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've talked a lot about vehicles, that we spent the first half of the program talking about vehicles. We talked about the redemption, the 722 redemption, to use that in a chapter 7 to reduce the amount that you owe on the vehicle to the fair market value of the vehicle, what it's worth. We've talked about the cram down provisions in chapter 13, how to cram down the value in the same sort of way on vehicles. If it's a creditor, like, you know, some of these creditors, like the One Main, we've got lots of One Main creditors come in here, you know, that they got the loan for more than a year ago. We can cram down that loan if it's just 1 year old, just 1 year old or older. Same thing for cram down secured debt of any type, whether it be grand furniture, whether it be you know, anything that you got a secured debt for, that basically that you're paying some creditor. It's what's called a purchase money secured interest. It means that you're buying somebody's stuff using their money to finance that purchase. And if it's more than a year old for personal property, we can cram down that value. We always see grand furniture. You know, the
people wanted a house of furniture and then they can't pay for it.
It's a year later and that they got this, you know, $5,000 bill and the stuff's worth $1,000 on OfferUp. You know, so in a chapter 7 that we or chapter 13, we say it's worth $1,000 and we pay them that $1,000 over that period of time called the plan. And so that saves them a lot of money. And it keeps them from losing the property too that they do need. I mean, the people don't want to give up their furniture. They really don't.
No, you know, you want to have,
but you do want to, you do want to pay a reasonable number for it too.
Sure.
And so that's some of the provisions of the bankruptcy code as it relates to vehicles and secured property. But there's also provisions, very thankfully, as it relates to our real estate, you know, our homes and to our rental properties. That there, you know, if you've got a home, let's say a home, a piece of real property, your home, and that it's not that the mortgage that you have on it is say 150, and the house is only worth say 100 or 120 or 130, which is not uncommon.
They call that an upside down, or
it's an upside down property. Yeah, that you owe on the house in this case more than it's worth. You know, and then all of a sudden you get a judgment against you. You know, you're in financial stress and you get a judgment against you. Well, that judgment is not secured by the real estate because the mortgage takes up all the security interest on that house. What that means is that we can avoid that lien in a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. We can just not get rid of it. See, because in most cases what happens, unfortunately, that a person will file a bankruptcy, and let's say a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, and that lots of times they're not aware of judgments against them, you know, because we recommend people getting a judgment search unless they're absolutely positive that there's a, you know, unless if they know for sure, well, absolutely positive, then we'll have them sign a waiver saying they don't want to get one. But sometimes that they don't know and that they wish they would have got a judgment search, because if you do know that you have a judgment against you and it's against the property and that the house is worth less than what you owe on the mortgage, we can file some forms with the court and that we can avoid that lien. We can just get rid of that judgment. If you don't do that, then the debt itself will be removed from you personally, because a bankruptcy is personal, but that lien will still be against the property. So that you'll walk away from that judgment as them being able to come against you personally, like for garnishments and stuff like that, but that your house will still have a lien on, like a parasite. So when you try to you know, do a refinance 10 years from now, you won't be able to do it because the judgment was never removed. But that the answer is it can be removed. And so if you know you've got a judgment against you, you know, lots of times you won't know that it's against the house unless you go down to the courthouse or hire somebody to do a judgment search. But that once you find out that judgment's against the house, we can remove that if the value of the house or the real property is less than what you owe on that mortgage. So that's a good way to clean up your debts and remove the debt. The nice thing is also in a Chapter 13, you know, let's say that you have a second mortgage. You know, your house, let's use the same scenario, that you have a house that's worth $100,000 and you have a first mortgage that's worth $120,000. But you have this second mortgage that somehow you got on there and it's worth $20,000. That you can actually remove that second lien and payment completely in a Chapter 13. It's called a lien avoidance. You know, it's a lien stripping. We strip the lien off through a special procedure in the bankruptcy court and actually get rid of that payment altogether, because there's no security for that lien to attach against the real property. So that might be you. You know, you might have a house that's undervalued based upon the loans that you have, you know, the mortgages you have against the property, or you have judgments against you and very possibly against your house that need to be stripped or avoided. And so, you know, that's another reason that you should contact your bankruptcy attorney, contact our office, and just get a free consultation. I just threw out a lot of information there.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's hard to digest
all of it, for sure.
And so you just don't know the answer to it until you talk to an attorney. And very quickly, he'll be able to, or she'll be able to, get the facts together and then make some determinations about, you know, what's right for you, whether a bankruptcy would be good for you, whether or not you need to get some more information You know, whether you, we can do a whole sort of thing within a very short period of time. And it's very worth doing, especially when those people that are interested in this conversation about getting their financial house in order, that it's really a lot of great tools that we can use to help them.
And you're very personal, too. I know you and your staff, you know, will reach in and find out the information suitable to each situation as well. So it's debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com. It's Steve Taylor with the Alliance Legal Group. So reach out to them. Again, he's putting out a lot of information. It might not all be pertinent to your particular situation, but certainly you might have something that might be applicable to what you're going through.
And, you know, you talked about personable. You know, I love meeting with clients face to face. And, you know, a year ago, if you would have asked me, you know, this whole video and phone conferencing sort of thing, I would have said, man, I hate it. I don't want to do that. But, you know, what I've found is that people really enjoy not having to miss work in order to get the information they need. And so, you know, all our consultations, not only are they free, I mean, that there's absolutely no charge to them whatsoever, but they can be done from the comfort of wherever that person is, whether it be home or
car.
You know, car. Hopefully it's
office.
You know, they got that new ticket that if you're got your cell phone going on, they see you do it, they can come after you. But
parked, you know, in a parking lot somewhere.
Or you get maybe your earbuds on or something, your Bluetooth, you know, maybe you can do that. But it's usually better to sit down and be able to, you know, understand exactly what the questions are and go over that. But like I said, within just a few minutes, we'll be able to determine, you know, what if bankruptcy is right for you, whether or not that it's something that you should do. And again, a lot of people right now are getting their stimulus checks and they're getting ready to file their tax refunds for a little bit of money. You can get rid of a lot of money, a lot of debt, and then restructure a lot of the debts that you do have. So it's a great way to make, and we've talked about this before as well, you know, that we can, one of the things we do different than other folks is that, that I think that we do different than other folks is that we want to help people get their credit back in line as well. Mm-hmm. So we have options and discussions with clients on how to restore the credit so that it's a lot better than it ever was.
Right. I mean, you got, for whatever reason, you're in a situation that you can't seem to get a way out of. But then, like you said, you don't want them to stay that way. You want to be able to restore your credit and move forward in that process.
Yeah, that, you know, many of our clients that we advise that on how to get this credit back in order come in with a 500, 550, maybe 600 score. And then a year after their filing, they've got a 700, 720 credit score, which is pretty awesome.
Very good. You know, it restores them and gets them back into, you know, what they need to be, where they need to be.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And so that, you know, I did want to just pray for folks as far as the right decision to make. We've, you know, in programs in the past that we've discussed, you know, the biblical basis of you know, God just in his law, in the original four books of the Bible, you know, setting out principles about a year of release, a year of redemption, you know, that again, you didn't need an attorney to do back then, that God did it by, you know, deistic fiat. And so that is certainly something that I believe that each one of us desire, and I think that starting off in the beginning of the year, we're still in the beginning of the year, and starting that process now as far as just getting the information would be something that would benefit a lot of people. So before we close, Colleen, did you have any thoughts? And then I'll go ahead and maybe close in a quick prayer.
No, it's good information. And I think that our listeners should, you know, reach out if they have a situation, if they have a question, just even to ask you your opinion on how this should work. So I invite you to go visit debtfreeva.com and connect with Steve. Also, we'll be on the air tomorrow from 12:30 to 1. So if you have a question, feel free to call in or shoot a question over by through the chat, and we'll try to get that answered for you.
And that's debtfreeva.com.
Yes.
So folks, God bless you. That, let me say a quick prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for helping us in the time of our trouble. And I just pray for that person that, Lord, that doesn't know you, that's driving around, right? Or maybe in their home, that I pray, Lord, that that they would recognize that you sent your son Jesus so their debt, their sin debt could be forgiven. And Lord, because you love them. And so, Father, we pray for that person today. We pray, Lord, that they would take that invitation even today. So we love you, and we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.